Greetings, Andy Dukes here. Welcome to episode 6 of Ride and Talk, the BMW Motorrad podcast, recorded in Spain at the International GS Trophy Female Team Qualifier. ¡Vamos! You'll hopefully know by now that the International GS Trophy Female Team Qualifier came to an exciting finish after 3 days of intense adventure motorcycling competition near Malaga in Spain. Prior to the event, BMW Motorrad had guaranteed places for 3 women to go to the New Zealand International Finals, but for the second time in GS Trophy history, the quality of the riders in this women's qualifier was of such a standard that a second team of 3 simply deserved to be included. 31 women representing 20 countries all over the world competed hard but fair for one of the 6 places on offer. And just in case you hadn't heard, the 6 finalists are Isabella Londono Rivas from Colombia, Nikki van der Spek from the Netherlands, Claire Bichard from France, Lisa Taylor from the USA, Andrea Box from Australia, and Clara Fincaley from the UK. It's in the nature of any competition that there has to be winners and losers. However, it's to the credit of all the women in this event that it didn't override the camaraderie and friendships that were formed. The competition lasted just 3 days, but the memories will last a lifetime for those who took part, and many of them told me just what it meant to them.
My name is Teresa Rivas. Everybody calls me Tere. I am from Costa Rica, and I used to drive a 650, a Sertao, but now I have an A50 actually, a GS A50. It's been amazing meeting all the girls. There are so many incredible girls here, and the organization has just treated us well. And the challenges, I mean, they always look a bit tricky when you're walking them, but then when you do it, it's just a lot of fun. Yeah. My husband was the one that introduced me to this. So there are a lot of guys riding in Costa Rica. I think the adventure riding community in Costa Rica is really big. We have a little bit of everything. We have beaches, we have river crossing, we have mountains, we have sand, we have everything. And you can do that, all of that in one day if you want to. So pretty much we have rides every weekend. And you just pick a group and you just go. So I do a lot of off-roading, not so much pavement because it's a bit boring. Just meeting the girls, like, I mean, back home, I'm usually the only girl riding, but here it's like there are so many and they are so good, and you just cheer on them because you just want to have as many girls doing this as you can. So that definitely has been the highlight of this.
I'm Jenny from China, and I ride 1200 GS in my hometown, but this time is another bike. I was a PE teacher and get married, have a son, make me a housewife. And I think the life is just, is not boring, but let me forget who I am. Yeah, so the biking, the bike makes me meaningful, freedom, and remember who I am. And it's very, very fantabulous or wonderful when you are riding off-road, and the challenge you overcome, wow, the confidence you get, the more you like it. So I think motorcycle is meaningful for my life and actually make my life a ride. And the GS Trophy let me like it like a sport somehow, and I will keep practicing every week so I can get ready for the race, and it feels so good. And this GS Trophy event in Spain is wonderful. It's not just for the racing or riding a bike. It's more about communication, and our 32 girls, and I think it's not a huge number in the world, because the female riding the bike, big bike, off-road is too special, I think, yeah. We will share our stories and communicate our experience. That is the wonderful thing I think I have received or get from this event. So it is about communication, make friends, and enjoying the riding. Yeah.
My name is Christelle van der Meulen, and I'm from South Africa. I ride a GS 1200. We are giving each other's email and telephone numbers and inviting each other to our countries, which I think is the best part. Just inviting each other into our own homes. That's amazing. That's a great connection. Obviously, if you're a biker, you connect. Even if you don't speak the language, you still connect.
Hi, I'm Virginia. I'm from Argentina. I live in a city called San Lorenzo. And back there, I have a BMW, a K1300. It's a big naked bike. I like a lot riding on track, on circuit. I like the speed. That's kind of my sport. Like MotoGP style, you know. I don't know how to explain it correctly. And I've been doing that for over 10 years now. Oof, my off-road riding. Well, I kind of started like less than 2 months ago. I can count my trainings with the fingers of my two hands. So it's everything very new for me. But I wanted to try it. And I knew I wasn't going to be the best one, but I wanted to try it. Oh, the GS Trophy experience is amazing, really. It's beyond what I expected. It's like to see all these girls, the level of skills they have, it's really amazing. And to think that they are the 30 best of the world, it's really crazy. It's everything a challenge here. So it challenge yourself a lot, and of course to make new friends and the feeling to share the passion with other girls, that's the best thing.
My name is Maya Mufti. I'm from Jordan, and I ride a GS 1200 and a GS 800. Well, I love riding off-road. The adventure thrills me. It's I find the road to be boring. It's just a means to an end, which is the off-road. We ride a lot of trails off-road, not too much riding in the sand. We try to ride in the sand. The country in Jordan, it's a varied terrain. So you've got the woods like Malaga, you've got the gravel roads like here as well, and you've got the sand. It's the GS Trophy has been phenomenal for the female qualifier. The organization level is awesome. The ladies I've met, you know, they're such an inspiration. They're such tough riders and tough ladies, and they're all awesome. And now I have more places to visit. Usually back home we ride all the time with men. So this is kind of a first for me to be all women and all tough women. And it has been awesome, you know.
Hi, my name is Kai. I'm from Malaysia, and I'm here representing the Southeast Asia country. What I ride back home, I ride, I have two GS. I have 800 GS and the rally, the 1200 rally. And I love riding both of it. I feel very warm welcome in the community, especially from the girls, the trophy girls, and also the media, the motor rat families. You know, this is the best, amazing time. I had a really great time here, being here in Spain, in Andalusia, and especially with the marshals. I love them all. They are all very good, and they are all friendly, and they help all of us a lot. And with the team spirits that we have among all the GS Trophy girls, it's really amazing that we get connected easily. You know, it full of chemistries, and we love each other. We love to share tips. You know, we love to do a lot of teamworks on any exercises. And to me, what I'm looking for is to build a good relationship, a family of the GS Trophy. And for the future, I hope that there's a lot of GS Trophy girls will come from all over the world to participate for these fabulous, amazing events.
My name is Chantal Blake Frisser. I'm from South Africa. I ride the GS 1200 and I'm absolutely in love with my bike. In South Africa, we're very fortunate. We've got a lot of off-road riding terrain, a lot of variety of terrain. So there's a lot of options. Chris Mayer from Mongolia last year, I rode a lot with him this year training. He's my mentor and coach. So that was awesome. So South Africa is just an awesome environment to ride in. You've got literally something of everything. The temperatures, the climate is great for riding. It's just excellent. My experience for the GS Trophy is absolutely fantastic compared to other competitions that I've done in the past. Normally it's everyone for themselves, but with the GS Trophy you've got that spirit. We support each other, we cheer each other, we help each other, and that makes it just, it's a whole different game. It's just so awesome. You can't, there's not enough words to explain exactly how great this feeling is to be part of something this significant. So yeah, it's just, it's fabulous. Yes, participating in the GS Trophy absolutely opens up the world for you. You definitely want to go out more and explore, visit other countries, meet more people, more cultures. You know, it's people, like-minded people. Everyone loves the bike riding, and that's what we do. We have that passion for bike riding, and we share it, and we support each other, and it's just, it's awesome.
All right, my name is Candy Spangler. I'm from the United States of America and Colorado in particular, and I ride, back home, I ride an R1200 GS. This has been one of the best experiences of my lifetime. It's funny because you get so caught up in the training and the skills, and I always said, you know, if whatever happens, I'm going to come out a better rider and I'm going to enjoy myself more. But I didn't really expect the camaraderie and what it's like to be riding in different countries with different landscapes. I'm just curious about all of these ladies and their backgrounds and where they've come from and what they've gone through to get where they're at today. They're incredible, inspiring stories. And that has really inspired me to want to, again, go home and help inspire others. So I've had this incredible opportunity in talking with some of the other women riders, and that's the kind of thing that comes up in conversation as far as, you know, come visit us in Colorado. We have this great community, and some have already actually ridden with the Colorado GS Girls, which is great. But for me, like, oh my gosh, now I have a friend in Sri Lanka, in Jordan, in, you know, all these places that I've always wanted to visit. And let's face it, I always want to be on a motorbike when I go traveling. So to have somebody there that can kind of show me where to go ride, now I've got friends everywhere. And that is the most incredible thing that I'm getting out of this.
My name is Grace Kassab. I'm from Lebanon, Beirut. And I ride a 1250 GS HP. We have lots of mountains in Beirut, so we do lots of off-road. I've been doing lots of off-road lately in preparation for the GS Trophy. And I have a big group of BMW owners who are my friends, and we ride together, especially during the weekends and sometimes during midweek in the morning before my work, because I work in the afternoon. The riders are mostly men, but now the women in the BM group are getting, we're having more riders, more women riders. There are like around 15 or 20 women riders, but of course, it's always, there are more men all the time. And especially when I go off-road, women are a bit scared. But they're taking the step. It's already inspiring lots of women, and they send me messages, not just about riding, because I also do powerlifting, and I'm a bit strong. And they see me, and they tell me that I inspire them. Lots of women started going to the gym because they saw me doing this, and more women also are riding now. and they are encouraged seeing me doing off-roads, so at least they start the on-road part. And yeah, of course, it makes me happy. It's my first time here in Spain, and I loved Malaga. I loved the event. The organizers are fantastic. They did an amazing job organizing this event. I met lots of girls from all over the world. We became friends. And I'm having a blast, especially the second day. The first day I was a bit stressed. The second day was much better. And we did a long off-road ride. I loved it. I loved the scenery and everything else. I met lots of girls. We are friends now on Instagram and on Facebook. And we made plans to visit each other when we can. And hopefully I'll meet them again in 2022 when we come back to the GS Trophy. The ones that that I hope they make it to the to New Zealand, but if not, I hope to meet them here in 2022 again.
Hello, I'm Valeria Sommasi from Mexico, and I ride 800 GS to have fun with our friends, with our boyfriend, and to spend a lot of the weekend there in the mountain, and it's like a family, or just. You speak the same language that is motorcycle, and motorcycle. It's very nice to know a lot of women that can do the same as you, because in my country, it's only like one, two, three ladies only. So here, you can see the power woman who can do it, and you say, yes, for sure, I can. In Mexico, you saw, yes, he's a man, so he's stronger than me, so... Now you, but now here, she can do it, you can do it, I can do it, so she can do it. Yeah, for sure. A lot of ladies tell me like, hey, you have to come to my country and stay at my home. And that's why I say like, it's a family, you know, you, so, and I say, of course, you can come to Mexico and let's go to ride or let's go for fun. Or so if you want to relax, enjoy it or ride, we have to, we are going to do that you want.
So I'm Steffi Schinkel from Mexico, and in Mexico I ride a 1200, and it's my unicorn, my huge, my big unicorn, and I love it, and I have a really nice connection with my bike. Well, riding in Mexico off-road, it's amazing because it's like a free country and you can have any type of environment, and you can see a lot of trees, flowers, mountains. And I ride with a lot of people. I ride with my family, my father, my brother. Also, we have different groups of women with I also ride. And with some people that also had been in the GS Trophy before, I also ride with them. And yeah, well, all the people I can, every day I try to ride, even though when I didn't have friends to ride with them, I just put in the start way. I knew this where some routes start. So I put on the start, and then I see a group of them and I say, can I go with you? And sometimes these guys, if they are only guys, it's like, okay, we are going this place, but you have the level. Yeah, I'll go with you. I'll go with you. So yeah, I ride with anyone who wants to ride with me. Okay, so for me, the GS Trophy has a special meaning because I was first in the 2017. Where over there, I found this passion, like motorsports. So after that, when I went back home after South Africa, I realized that I have a special connection with motorsports and speed and this adrenaline. So I started and I say, okay, my family is not from motorbikes. It's from cars. I want to race cars. So after that, after the GS Trophy 2017, I start racing cars, and now it's my life. Cars and motorbikes are my life now. Well, the best thing of the GS Trophy is like to meet girls and not to feel different, because in Mexico maybe it's weird that you ride a bike and you like this, but here you find all crazy girls and they love the same things that you love, and they have wonderful stories, and it's women that want to change the world, women that want to be more and do more. So that's the best thing, to meet these girls. And also for me, it's also amazing to ride again with the girls that I have ride in South Africa. Five of them, we are also back here in this one, so it's wonderful to see them again. So that's the highlight. I think that's the best thing, to ride with more girls, to go around Europe and to have fun with them.
Amazing memories there. As you've just heard, this qualifier saw East meet West, North meet South, and the competitors showing clearly that we're all more alike than we are different. It's been said before, one world, one GS. But I'm sure you want a few sound bites from the sensational six who will join the male teams in New Zealand in February for the main event, a true adventure of a lifetime. Let's start with Isabella Londono Rivas, who topped the leaderboard.
It's an unexpected feeling. I didn't came here like with a lot of expectations. I don't know. I came here to ride the bike, to have a great experience, but I see I had a great time and I did my job, and I'm here right now, number one. I can't imagine right now. I can't believe it. So I probably when I wake up tomorrow, I'll think about it. I think it's a really good experience that will change my life. I think that since the first qualifier from Colombia, it changed my life, my lifestyle, and I think New Zealand, it's gonna change my life. Yes, of course, it will be a great experience.
Second place went to Nikki van der Spek from the Netherlands.
Unbelievable. New Zealand's already for so long time on my bucket list, and to do it with a GS and the trophy, it's amazing. I saw it on Facebook and internet and everything, and all the YouTube videos, and I thought, oh wow, that's cool. And then I saw it was in New Zealand, and Holland, for the first time, they participate this year. So I thought, yeah, now or never, just do it. And here I am. New Zealand, just wait for Holland.
Coming in third was Claire Bichard from France.
I'm very proud because I started to ride off-road since one years ago. So for me, it's so fast. All this it's my life. It's not fake. It's just the real life for me. I think it's a real GS family because we are here for the same thing, a competition, but we are women, and between women, it's very, I don't know, the link are better than boys.
In the fourth place was Lisa Taylor from the USA, in her first time traveling out of her own country.
It is incredible, and I'm in disbelief and just thrilled to death and excited and looking forward to New Zealand. I had no clue at all, and I really didn't even see myself being here whatsoever, actually. So this whole thing is quite a surprise. I absolutely love it, and it certainly has given me the gumption to get out and travel some more, do some more international travel, and just get immersed into different cultures and the people. I'm just going to keep on riding. Yes, make life a ride, for sure.
Second time lucky was Andrea Box from Australia, who finished in fifth.
So 2 weeks ago, I got married. 7 days ago, we bought our first house. And today, I qualified for a GS Trophy team. So it's been a massive month. Yeah, I'm so excited. It's been, you know, 3 or 4 years in the making and aspiring, and you know, every ride, you know, while you're just riding for fun, it's kind of in the back of your mind, oh, this will be good practice. And yeah, so to get a second chance and make it is phenomenal. Definitely worth rearranging a honeymoon for.
And rounding out the top six was Clara Finkeli from the UK.
It is truly unbelievable. I mean, I was over the moon. I did not expect to even qualify. So I am over the moon to go to New Zealand. I am totally thrilled. I did not have, like 3 months ago, I had no idea this would happen at all.
Our six finalists have much to celebrate, but they've also got a serious challenge awaiting them in New Zealand. So I dragged one of the marshals away from the post-event flamenco show to offer some advice to the girls on how to prepare. Here's what Marchant had to say.
Andy, I think they showed us what it takes. It was really tough at the end and very, very close at the end. So I think what we saw is exactly the best of this group. I think the big challenge will be for them to find each other, to overcome the language barriers, because that is a big thing for teamwork. And I mean, it's so diverse, each lady from a different country. It's beautiful. That's exactly what we want for the GS Spirit, especially for the female qualifier. And I think they will enjoy every moment in New Zealand. And for the brand itself, I think they change the world now. There's a lot of people following them. I say just stick to their training programs that they've got at the moment, but they need to find out who's the strongest in every aspect, the technical or maybe the planning for or a navigation test or the strongest riders, and then they need to go with that to the trophy and see. But yeah, they need to get to know each other very fast. I think the thing is they need to prepare themselves for the big match temperament. That is what we saw today as well. When the pressure comes on, when all the cameras are on you, when it's crunch time, then it makes a difference. So get your mind ready, and I think that's the biggest challenge for them. Because they are fit, their riding skills are there, they just maintain that, but the head is the big challenge now for the next 3 months to prepare themselves.
It's worth highlighting just how successful this event has become. The first female qualifier, held in 2015, saw 10 finalists pick from over 100 applicants. In 2017, 23 competitors won their place in the female final through their national or regional GS Trophy qualifiers. This year, such has been the growth in interest from international GS communities that 32 women qualified through to this final. This growth, both in numbers and riding quality, reflects a continued worldwide rise in women's interest in adventure motorcycling, much to the delight of Svenja Olsen from the organization team.
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, you know, they really pushed the limits, definitely. That's for sure, 100%. And every one of them. And I'm more than happy and proud and glad that we now have six different female riders from six different countries, actually. We so often say they're inspiring other female riders. And this time, you know, it's obviously, I feel it. It's different. And from my point of view, I also feel that the riding skills are much more improved compared to the other years. And that is something very cool to see because that it shows that we are in the right direction. And, you know, there will be, coming more in the future. I mean, those guys, girls are amazing. Not even that they, you know, bring little presents from all over the world. It's their kindness, and they look after you, and then the way they, you know, they're supporting each other, and it's great. And I think it's, you know, once in a lifetime experience, and not like as something to say. It's really friendship, and all the memories, they will stay forever, and they're still connected. And I mean, I just watched the Facebook live with a couple of minutes ago, and then I saw, you know, Bettina and all the other female riders from the other international qualifying events, and the community is growing, and they stick together, and I guess they will rule the world sometimes. I mean, they're on the right place.
And the final word goes to Chris Zimmerman, Sportive Director, International GS Trophy 2020, who confirms what we already know from the last two trophies, that the presence of the female teams brings a whole new welcome dimension to the event, and that we can't wait to see them compete against the guys in New Zealand next February.
Well, to be honest, I preferred always in my life to work with women. I mean, I really enjoy it. I mean, they are so passionate, and I guess the ego of man is much more difficult, and and tenser. And women, they are as well, and you see it in them. We had really tigers on them. But in general, it's quick that there is a community created, that they work together. I did not think about that, because at the beginning, I really thought, okay, each one will fight for herself because she wants to win and she wants to go to New Zealand. But at the end, when you look at it, how number 15 is still helping and people are pushing and helping, even if it's You know, for her, it's super difficult to get into the top six to go to New Zealand. But anyways, there is passion. They love it. There is spirit. Ah, amazing. But honestly, I mean, it's fantastic to have ladies on board. It's a beautiful mix. It's something different. It's only men riding through a country. It's a different show. It's more strength. It's more force. It's more pushing. It's more going. And this is what you don't want. We want to have an experience. We want to have a community. We want to have people that enjoy the ride together. At the end, all of them who go to New Zealand, they won already. They won. That's the big adventure ride, what they were looking for. Now they won, so enjoy the ride. Go through New Zealand. It's beautiful.
If you missed our live coverage and stories direct from the event, don't worry, as you can see loads of videos and photos on our Facebook and Instagram channels, as well as an awesome movie on our brand channel on YouTube. Roll on next February when the event starts for real. But rest assured that we'll be introducing you to some more of the International Trophy faces in a future podcast. Bye for now.